There he is.
There who is?
Charles Boyer.
Where?
Right oh, here. Not again.
Honey, this is the fifth time you've seen Charles Boyer today.
That is the back of his head. I would know it anywhere.
In Hollywood, every guy you passed on the street was Clark Gable. In Paris, it's Charles Boyer.
I don't care. I have seen every picture he ever made. And if that isn't... Well, that's the way he would look if he had a beard.
I'm sick and tired of you and your imaginary Charles Boyers. I don't want to hear another word about it.
All right, all right. You don't have to get mad. I think he's jealous.
Lucy, are you going to finish that pastry?
No, go ahead, help yourself.
Fred, did you get the itinerary for Europe yet?
Yeah, we're going to stay over here in Europe a lot longer than we planned.
We are.
Here's a list of the places we're playing.
If you want to see someone who looks more like that man I keep seeing than anyone we've seen yet, look over there. Lucy, that really is him.
Well, it sure looks like him.
This time I'm positive. Come on.
Come on, let's get a photograph.
Right now.
Why? What's the matter?
You're not going to go over there.
Why not?
Because something awful is bound to happen.
Oh, don't be silly. What could happen?
I don't know, but I don't want to be embarrassed. You somehow or other seem to attract trouble.
Oh, give me one good example where I ever attracted trouble.
All right. We arrived in Paris. You went sightseeing, and we all wound up in jail as counterfeiters.
That could have happened to anyone.
All right. In Hollywood, you went to the Brown Derby for dinner, and Bill Holden ended up with a face full of pie.
That was purely an accident.
Van Johnson.
Well, that.
John Wayne.
That was not my fault. Come on, let's go. Come on.
Just a minute. You can't go over there like that.
Why? What's the matter?
You need lipstick, yeah.
Oh, I do?
Oh, you do, honey. We better fix your face up a little, huh?
He hasn't ordered yet. He's really...
I just wanted to get rid of them. I got an idea. I'm going to go over there and talk to him.
Yeah, let's go have a chat.
Sit down, will you? Two cornballs in this outfit is enough. Excuse me. I'm Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, yes, of course. How are you? I'm glad to see you. Sit down.
Thank you.
My agent cabled me about having lunch with you sometime this week. I was going to call you at your hotel.
Oh.
I think it's about doing some television shows in the States on Four Star Playhouse.
Yes, well, I didn't come over to talk business with you. I came over to warn you.
Warn me? About what?
Well, have you ever heard about my wife?
Oh, yes, yes, sir. Her name is Lucy, isn't
That's
it?
That's right, yeah.
yes, I heard all those publicity stories about her.
Yeah, well, I got news for you. Those were not publicity stories.
You mean they were true?
Yes.
Well, she must be quite a character.
Well, she's more than just a character. She's a...
Oh, yes, we have a word for her in French. Balle de vice.
What does that mean?
Screwball.
That's the word. That's exactly the word. Well, look, She's coming over here to ask for your autograph. Play it safe. Tell her you're not Charles Boyer.
Well, she certainly can see that.
Yeah, I know, but she's already seen 10 men today that she thought was you. So just tell her that she made another mistake. All right, Charles?
Charles? But I think you made a mistake, monsieur. My name is Maurice. Maurice Dubois.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dubois. It'll be a pleasure to have him with lunch with you later on.
Goodbye, Mr. Ricardo.
Thank you. Oh, he's a nice fellow.
Yeah, I've been watching him, Rick, and I don't know. What a dame seeing him.
Well, I guess he's...
What's he got that I haven't got?
Nothing. It's just what you got that he hasn't got that louses you up.
Be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. I'm Lucy Ricardo, and this is my friend Ethel Mertz.
Oh, Mr. Boyer, how do you do?
It's happened again.
What?
I'm terribly sorry to disappoint you, lady, but I'm afraid you've made a mistake.
Oh?
Yes, people are always taking me for Charles Boyer. But I'm not. My name is Maurice. Maurice Dubois.
Oh.
Personally, I don't understand why people make the mistake.
Well, now that I see you up closer, I can tell that you're not Boyer.
Sorry to disappoint you, ladies.
You know, you don't even sound like him, does he?
No.
Well, good. You know, that whole resemblance to Boyer has been my downfall.
Oh, how come?
Well, you see, I am an actor, too.
Oh.
And because I look like him, producers will not hire me. And between you and me, I am a much better actor than he is.
Oh, come now. I happen to think that Charles Boyer is a marvelous actor.
He is the greatest.
Well, that's sour grapes if I ever heard it.
Well, you can hardly blame me. It has changed my whole life.
Oh, well, I can understand that. Well, sorry we bothered you, Mr.
Dubois.
Oh, yes. Well, see you
goodbye. There. I'm sorry I'm not Charles Boyer.
That makes three of us.
I swore that was him.
Yeah. Huh? Oh.
Come on, let's go.
Oh, you get your autograph?
No, that wasn't Charles Boyer.
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding?
No, it was some ham actor named Maurice Dubois.
Well, what do you know? He looks so much like Boyer.
Nah, not really. Come on.
I'll come in, Fred.
Hi, Rick. What do you want?
Listen, did you give out any publicity about me having luncheon with Charles Boyer this week?
Of course not.
That must have been done sharp.
What's the matter?
Agents. See the Paris Tribune?
Oh.
Listen to this. International note. Cuban Ricky Ricardo and French Charles Boyer have a luncheon engagement this week here in Paris to discuss a deal for American television.
Uh-oh.
How am I going to keep Lucy away from this luncheon?
Well, you could lock her in the closet.
Turn it out, will you? No, you know what I was thinking? You know, the other day at that restaurant, when I said to her that I was sick and tired of her imaginary Charles Boyer, yeah. She thought I was jealous.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Well, what if I put on a big act and make her really think that I'm jealous?
You're not that good an actor.
Besides so.
Ricky, did you see Buchwald's column?
Yes.
Are you really having lunch with Boyer?
Yes, I am.
Can I go with you?
No.
But Ricky...
I said no.
Oh, why can't I go? Mr. Boyer is my idol. He's so romantic. How can I leave Paris?
I said no! I am sick and tired of hearing you talk about him. Charles Boyer, Charles Boyer, Charles Boyer. What is he, the end of the earth or something?
Well, no, he's just...
Yes, you just said what he was. He's your idol. He's so romantic. Huh.
Why, Ricky, you're jealous.
Jealous?
Ha! You are.
Fred, will you pardon me? This is a private matter, please.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. All right. Now you know my secret. I am jealous. Insanely jealous.
But, honey, you have nothing to be jealous about. Charles Boyer, he's just a movie star. I haven't even met him.
And you're not going to. Why would I introduce a charming man like Charles Boyer to a gorgeous redhead like you?
Well?
You're not even going to get near him. Do you hear me? You're mine. Mine! All mine!
Wow! Who needs Boyer?
You don't, that's who. Darling, I have to leave you now. But I'll be back to your arms as soon as I can.
All right.
Wait for me, my love.
I will.
Goodbye, my sweet.
Goodbye. My goodness. Lucy, is it true? Is he really going to have lunch with Charles Boyer? Oh, boy, this is your big opportunity, huh?
No, Ethel, I'm not going.
Why not?
I have a big problem.
Ricky is insanely jealous of Charles Boyer. He is. You should have seen him. He was so mad he was snorting like a bull, and his eyes bugged out something awful. Worse than they usually do. What's your big problem? I should think you'd be delighted.
Well, it's flattering, but it's also very disturbing. How would you feel if Fred were smoldering with jealousy?
Fred wouldn't smolder if he backed into a blowtorch. I just got to do something to prove to him that Charles Boyer doesn't mean a thing to me. What can you possibly do?
Well, listen, do you remember that actor we met in that restaurant, that Maurice
Dubois? The one that looks so much like Boyer?
Yeah, Ricky thought he really was Charles Boyer, right?
He sure did.
Well, I'm going to ask Maurice Dubois to come up here and make love to me right in front of Ricky. And I won't pay a bit of attention to him, see? And when Ricky sees that I'm not a bit impressed, he'll realize that he has nothing to be jealous about.
Oh, boy, this is one of your crazy schemes you can leave me out of.
Who asked you in?
Well, you always do drag me into your crazy schemes.
Well, this is one time I can do without you.
What's wrong with me all of a sudden?
Well, nothing, but this I can handle by myself.
I know this sounds crazy, but I feel left out.
Well, all right, Ethel, come along if you want to.
No, I don't want to. I just wanted you to ask me.
Oh.
Okay, good luck.
Okay.
Perhaps would like another cafe?
Oh, no, thank you. I've already had 7. Listen, are you sure you don't know Maurice Dubois?
I'm sorry, no.
Funny, I felt sure he hung around here all the time. There he is.
Je vous demande pardon, madame. This is Monsieur Charles Boyer.
So he fooled you, too. Well, good. That means he can fool my husband. Here you are.
Merci, madame.
Merci. Monsieur Dubois? Monsieur Dubois? You are Monsieur Dubois, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I see. Oh, it's nice to see you again.
Well, it's very nice seeing you. I've been waiting for you for hours.
For me?
Yes, I have something very important to talk to you about.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but I have a luncheon engagement.
This is very important. I have a job for you. An acting job.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, it's a romantic lead. Do you think you can handle it?
Well, I don't know. I have never done anything like that before.
I see. Well, what kind of acting do you do?
Mostly westerns.
French westerns?
Yep.
Well, do you think that you can do an imitation of Charles Boyer?
Oh, I doubt it. Oh, he's so corny.
Corny? My, you are bitter, aren't you?
Well, and that voice of his, he always sounds like he has indigestion.
Don't worry about the voice. That you can fake. I'll coach you.
All right, I can try, but what's it all about, anyway?
Well, my husband Ricky is insanely jealous of Charles Boyer.
No, he is?
Yes, of course, there's no sense to it. We've been happily married for 15 years. But I want to prove to Ricky that he has no reason to be jealous.
And where do I come in?
I want you to play a love scene with me in front of Ricky. And when he sees I'm not a bit impressed, he realizes that he has nothing to be jealous about. Will you do it?
Well, you know, it's a tough assignment. I'm a good actor, but I'm not sure I'm that good.
Well, we'll see. Now, I'll give you $10. That's 3,500 francs.
Hey, that's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. Remember, if you do it well, you never can tell what might happen. I know a lot of pretty big people in Hollywood.
Ooh, well, in that case, I can't afford to turn you down.
Good, good. Now, can you get out of this luncheon today?
No, I'm afraid not.
No? Well, all right, I'm at the Hotel Royale. As soon as you have your little luncheon, you come on up and I'll start coaching you.
I'll be there as soon as I can.
Fine. I'll see you later.
Goodbye, Mrs. Ricardo.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, I've been just having a chat with your wife.
What?
Don't worry. She still thinks I'm Maurice Dubois.
Good, good.
And by the way, she told me you are jealous of Charles Boyer.
Yeah, I put on a big act for her the other day because I wanted to keep her away from this luncheon, you know. What she wants?
Wait until you hear the plot she's cooked up. She wants me...
Don't do it.
You haven't even heard what it is.
It doesn't matter. Don't do it.
Ricky, I think it might be a lot of fun. She's hiring me to play the part of Charles Boyer.
Ay, 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 ay.
You see, she's really quite concerned about your jealousy. And she...
All right, Maurice, now you know what to do. Let's pretend that Ricky is seated over there. Go ahead. Oh, no, Maurice.
What's wrong?
Charles Boyer doesn't kiss like that. When you kiss a woman's hand, put some schmaltz into it. Silent schmaltz. Honestly, I don't know how you ever make a living as an actor.
I often wonder myself.
Well, for one thing, don't just sit there like a bump on the log. Sit up. Try to look romantic, like Boyer.
All right, and how does your Boyer look romantic?
Well, for one thing, he gets an expression on his face like he just walked into the grand ballroom and smelled cauliflower cooking.
Oh, I see. Like that, huh?
That's good. Now, tell me you like me.
Madame Ricardo, I like you very much.
No. The voice.
Oh.
When Boyer is being romantic, he doesn't just talk. He growls. He says, Lucy, I like you.
Is that the way he sounds? Well, I'm surprised he got as far as he did.
Just never mind. Now you try it. That's good.
No. I was just clearing my throat.
Keep it in. That's good.
Lucy, I like you. You're so
gorgeous. Keep the face up. Remember, what? Cauliflower, oh, yes. Cooking.
Lucy, I like you. You're so gorgeous.
That's good, but don't strain your voice now. You've got it.
You know, that's hard to do. Ooh, that Boyer must have throat muscles like a horse.
Well, remember the plan now. You're to come by at 5:00 and tell Ricky you were just passing and you'd drop in.
Oh, of course. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Ricardo.
Goodbye.
I'll see you at 5:00.
Oh, one more thing. Don't get too close to Ricky. He'll know you're a phony.
Oh, I remember. Goodbye.
That's good.
Is the phone there?
Oh.
Hello? Oh? Yes. Ask him to come up, please. Lucy, leave the room.
Why? What's the matter?
Somebody's coming up here that I don't want you to meet, so leave the room. Go over to the Mercer's.
Well, who is it? Who's coming up? Tell me.
All right. If you must know.
is him.
Him?
Charles Boyer, so leave the room. Go.
That won't be necessary.
Lucy?
I am going to stay right here and prove to you that Charles Boyer doesn't mean a thing to me.
Monsieur Ricardo?
Oh, Mr. Boyer, will you please come in? Mr. Boyer, I'd like you to meet my wife, Lucy. Lucy, Charles Boyer.
Well, I'm delighted to see you.
Hi there.
Won't you sit down, please?
Lucy, may I say that you are the most fascinating, the most exciting creature I've ever seen.
Charles. Charles? Charles!
Pardon me.
Charles, would you mind telling him what's going on here?
I'm sorry, Ricky. I realize that you must think I'm a cad, but when I walked into this room and saw her, I took leave of my senses. I'm not responsible anymore. Ah, Lucy. Lucy, I know I could never have your heart, but at least let me hold your hands. Oh, thank you, thank you. Lucy, how can you act so indifferent to me when you must realize how I feel about you?
You want some orange?
Oops.
Want some orange, Ricky?
No, thank you.
Delicious. Hello? Lucy? Lucy, this is Ethel. Ricky's playing an awful dirty trick on you. Fred just spilled the beans.
What do you mean?
That Maurice Dubois really is Charles Boyer. Keep him there now. I'm coming right up.
Lucy, who's that on the phone?
Nobody.
Lucy, what was I saying before I was interrupted?
I don't know.
Don't run away from this. It was meant to be. Lucy, I am drawn to you like a moth to a flame. I cannot help myself.
Charles, I think our little game is over. The telephone call must have tipped her off.
I'm afraid so.
No, be silly. I knew who you were all the time.
Well, I hope you're not too angry with us.
No?
Well, I must run along. I'm supposed to be interviewed on television.
Oh, that's right. You told me that. Well, thank you very much for being such a wonderful sport.
Not at all. It was fun. Goodbye, Ricky.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Lucy.
Ricky, Ricardo, that's a dirty trick.
What are you talking about? I thought you said you knew who he was all the time.
Oh, well, I did, but if I hadn't, that was a dirty trick. So you weren't even jealous or anything. That was all a frame-up, huh?
Right. I just wanted to keep you away from him, to avert the catastrophe. I don't trust you with celebrities.
Well, you see, you were wrong. He was up here, and what happened? Not a thing.
Well...
Oh, I saw him. I saw him. He was just getting off the elevators. I was getting on him. Goosebumps all over. What was he like? What was he like? Oh, Ethel, he was just dreamy. He's so French and so... Boy, he's just the living end. Oh, was he romantic like we thought he was? I wanted to ask him for his autograph, but I just couldn't do it because he got all my head.
I'm sorry, Ricky. I forgot my hat.
Oh, well, come in. Where is he?
I think I...
Your hat?
Yes.
You forgot your hat?
Yes, I did.
Well, oh, Mr. Gray, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's perfectly all right.
We'll have to get your new hat.
Oh, are you kidding?
Mr. Boyer, while you're here, can we have your autograph?
Why, certainly.
Oh, yes, please. I brought my book. I'm not going to pay it.
You want to borrow my shirt?
Yeah, borrow one of Ricky's shirts.
No, that's all right. I'll keep my coat on.
Oh,
that's
let
all
me
right.
help you.
That's all right.
Let me help you put your coat that's on. All right. I'll let me help you put
that's
his coat
right.
on.
Now.
I want to help you put his coat on.
No! It's all right.
We tore your coat.
Oh, no, that don't think
we'll mend it for you
no,
right
no,
now.
No, please.
Well,
no, no,
I'm glad to get my sewing kit.
No, that's all right. Just let me get out of here. No, 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 that's fine.
Charlie, I'm awfully sorry.
Perfectly all right. It's all right. Never mind.
Au revoir.
No, 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 don't say au revoir, dear. Just say goodbye.
Waiter was played by Jack Chaffee, and Mr. Charles Boyer portrayed himself. I Love Lucy is a Desilu production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at the same time.